My brothers and sisters in Christ, at times when I hear about the miracles that Jesus does, the question comes in my mind, what reason or what good does it do? I mean, for this blind man, Jesus restored his sight, but eventually he dies again. It was only for a time. The reason why Jesus heals him, obviously, is because Jesus wants everyone who is blind to be able to see. Sight is a great gift. But obviously there is more to it. There's a deeper meaning to this. And that is that Jesus doesn't just want to heal his blindness, which is going to go away again, or which is going to return again when he dies, in a certain sense. Jesus wants to heal the spiritual blindness, which is much worse. The inability to see God. The inability to do what God asks us to do. There's a spiritual blindness, and Jesus is trying to heal that. And as this blind man begs Jesus and receives his sight and rejoices when he's able to see, the same thing happens to all of the people. Their faith is encouraged. It even says that they all saw this. Notice their eyes. They saw this, and because of that, they gave praise to God. So Jesus spiritually heals all of the people around him and us as well. We certainly have that spiritual blindness, and it comes because of our sins. We can even do the right things. We can be going along the right path, and our sins still hamper us. They still come back at us. And so we get encouragement from Jesus in this first reading that we heard. We read the beginning of the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, and Jesus speaks to the churches through John and says, you guys are doing, in the church in Ephesus, you're doing what's right. You've discovered that there are imposters among you, those who are heretics. You have suffered for me. But he says this, I hold this against you, that you have lost the love you had at first. And so there's a need for the people to repent. The great gift that they have is repentance. Their spiritual blindness can be healed by repentance, by turning to God, and to remember that first love that God had for them. Let's keep that in our hearts and our minds, that gift we have of repenting. We do it at the beginning of Mass. When we repent, God truly comes to us and he heals us, just like the man in the gospel crying out, I want to see. When we repent, we're saying, Jesus, I want to see you. Make me pure of heart so that I can truly see you. Let's ask for that grace today as we draw near to Jesus in this Holy Eucharist.